From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Two Venezuelan opposition leaders have been seized from their homes by state security forces 2 days after a controversial vote creating a national assembly to rewrite the Constitution. Ravina Shamdasani, spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, called on Venezuela to respect the rights of its citizens.
The High Commissioner is calling on Venezuelan authorities to ensure that all those who have been detained for the exercise of their human rights to peaceful assembly, to the freedom of expression, to the freedom of association, to be promptly released.
The families of Leopoldo Lopez and Antonio Ledezma say the men were taken early Tuesday by agents with the Venezuelan intelligence service, SEBIN. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says President Donald Trump will sign a bill on a new package of sanctions against Russia. Pence is visiting the former Soviet Republic of Georgia and said that the United States respects Georgia's territory.
The United States will continue to support Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders. The United States of America under President Donald Trump will reject any claim at any time by any nation that undermines this enduring principle.
Pence said President Trump will soon sign a bill that expands sanctions on Russia, something that led Moscow to order the U.S. Embassy and 3 U.S. consulates in Russia to drastically cut its personnel. Al-Shabaab's shadow governor for the Somali capital of Mogadishu was killed in a U.S. airstrike. Ali Mohammed Hussein, who's also known as Ali Jabal, was known for forcing Mogadishu businesses to donate money to the Islamic militants. In a brief statement on the attack from the U.S. Africa Command, said the airstrikes took place on Saturday. No civilians were killed. This is VOA News. On Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump promised the threat posed by North Korea will be dealt with. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson once more called upon China to use its influence over North Korea to curb leader Kim Jong-un's nuclear and missile programs.
The Chinese have been very clear with us that we share the same objective, a denuclearized Korean peninsula. They do not see it in their interest for North Korea to have nuclear weapons, just as we do not see it in anyone's interest. China has ways that they can put pressure on and influence the North Korean regime because of this significant economic relationship that no one else has.
Tillerson added that the United States did not blame China for the current situation, but that Beijing may be possible to facilitate conditions for productive discussions. Malawi police have issued an arrest warrant for former President Joyce Banda, saying they wish to question her about her suspected involvement in the 2013 Cashgate corruption scandal. The arrest warrant comes nearly 4 years after the Cashgate scandal first broke. Malawi police spokesperson James Kadadzera.
The evidence gathered raises reasonable suspicion that the former president committed offenses relating to abuse of office.
In 2013, a British auditing firm hired by the government discovered $32 million in government funds had been paid fraudulently to contractors. Banda left the country to pursue personal business interests and is currently in the United States. Banda's spokesperson told VOA that she has yet to be served with a warrant. An Afghan hospital official says an explosion inside a minority Shiite mosque in western Herat, on the border with Iran, has killed at least 20 people. Dr. Mohammed Rafiqi Sherzad said 20 bodies were brought to his main hospital in Herat City, the capital of western Herat province, Monday evening, soon after the blast shattered in the evening. Shiites are a minority in Afghanistan and have been threatened by the Islamic State affiliate that operates in the country's east. No one has taken responsibility for the attack at the Jawadiya Mosque in Herat. Over 1,000 Jewish visitors ascended to a contested Jerusalem holy site on Tuesday to mark Tisha B'Av, the Jewish day of mourning over the destruction of biblical temples. The site has been at the center of recent tensions after Israel installed and then later removed metal detectors that were put in place after a deadly shooting of 2 Israeli policemen. Muslims administer the compound, home to the Al-Aqsa Mosque and Dome of the Rock. Jews can visit but not pray there. Police said the number of Jewish visitors to the site was the largest in a single day in recent years. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.